At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, bro, you ready for some happy pie?
Yeah, I love apple pie.
Nah, bro, not apple pie. I said happy pie.
I like apple pie.
No, guys, I said happy pie.
Oh, I remember the apple pies from high school. I think it used to be apple crumble.
Apple and rhubarb.
Ooh, apple and custard.
Guys, I'm not talking about pies here. That was just a phrase, you know, like humble pie, happy pie, get it? Oh, I don't feel like a happy pie right now. You know what? Cue the music. See you in a sec. Hi guys, and welcome back.
So where's the pie?
There is no pie. Right, let me explain. Do you remember when we started this podcast? We said we would look to feed people's minds and souls as well. So I think it's high time we fed people's souls. So today, at the table, we have happiness.
Thank you so much.
So let's begin. Define happiness. Let's begin with misery guts niz. Go on, define happiness.
Why do we have to feed Saul?
Because he's always hungry.
Bro, why are you talking about me for? I'm full.
See, I'm not miserable all the time. There are moments of happiness now and again.
What, telling so, one joke in what, like
well,
20
years? What is happiness? To me personally, for me, because I guess happiness is different for everyone. For me personally, it would be not having to be anxious, not having to worry, being able to live in the moment and seeing what the world is. All the nice.
Can you sum me up like in a maybe a word or a sentence?
I mean, happy is a word itself, isn't it?
But what is happiness to you? So is it money? Is it love? Is it freedom? Is it, or you can say it in a sentence, what is it to you, Niz Neo?
Freedom.
Freedom. Okay. I'm going to come back to expand on it a little bit more. I just want to just see where your heads are at. So Sol, to you, same question. Define happiness.
Well, something that would not annoy me or obviously family makes you happy if you've got good family ties, you know, time spent with friends, good times. I mean, there's no exact specific word if you're asking for. I mean, happiness is
no,
word itself.
Again, it's subjective, isn't it? So
yeah,
to you, that's what I want to know. What do you think happiness is?
Can't really define the specific word itself, but like I was telling you, and I was mentioning examples, spending time with the family, spending time with friends,
good company,
yeah,
relations, kinship,
yep. Exactly,
okay,
stuff like that.
Well, okay, so for me, I'd have to say happiness is, true happiness is good health. And there's a slight Islamic concept here as well. And I heard this in Islamic talk a while back, and it's so true. They say on a day, any given day, you have hundreds, or if not thousands, of like wishes that you think will make you happy. Oh, I'm going to do this. I want to eat that. I want to watch that. I want to go here. This will make me happy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Until your health is taken away. When you're sick or ill, you only have one requirement. So all your wishes disappear. The only wish you have is to get your health back. And that's what's going to make you happy. So I think the true happiness is health, more than wealth or anything like that.
That's interesting. Because what you mentioned there, health, if you remember, we had one episode where it was hosts around the table and we were given three wishes.
Oh, yeah.
And I think my three wishes were health, wealth. I can't remember the third one. But
taking over Earth.
Well,
getting old is. I can't remember either, but it was a while back, so I'll give you that. But health and wealth, okay, they are the more common ones. A lot of people would say money. Money will make me happy. Do you think that's true?
No.
No, definitely not.
You don't think money will make you happy?
No.
Oh, you're both quick to say that. Yeah, every person we know chases money.
Everyone like, chases money, yes, definitely, no doubt about it. But that just shows you money doesn't bring you happiness.
How do you know that?
Because you're chasing it. That's what you're doing. And when you get that, from the looks of it, you just want more. Unless you've got the correct mindset, I don't think money can bring you happiness, unless you've got the correct mindset.
There's also, I think, a statement or something like that, to a nearest meaning. It says, insan, obviously a human being, were given a mountain of gold, one mountain of gold, they will ask for another, and so on. So again, that's just from Islamic perspective. If a human being or a son of Adam was given one mountain of gold, he'll ask for another. So that just tells you that money won't give you happiness.
It's hedonistic, isn't it? It's like the more you get, the more you want. It's like no end to it. But it money within itself is not happiness, and they've actually done studies on this, and like lottery winners, I think it lasts for 6 months. There's like a high of initial, it's a newness factor, you know, you've got this money and wealth, and you really, you know, people have millions and billions, you don't really need that much money to be happy. There's like a figure, as long as you're not stressing about like everyday things and trying to make ends meet, there's a certain level of money that would make you relatively happy. It's not end or be all, but you will feel a bit comfortable with that. But I think, as humans, I don't think we're meant to be happy. What do you think?
Well, I think, I don't know, religiously looking at it, this mortal life is a test where you'll feel hardship. And it's how you deal with it that will then, you know, give towards whether you're going to go to heaven or hell.
Yeah. And it's a test, but it doesn't mean that you've got to be miserable all the time. And
it's not being miserable, to be honest with you. I think I know where Niz was trying to comply for this. I mean, I've heard this phrase before. Think of it as a ship. You're on a ship and then you'll get waves where there's harsh, and then there'll be, you know, straight sea level. So when you go over each hurdle or each wave where there's thunderstorm and so on, you'll find that that's hardship. But that after that has gone, you'll feel like a summer breeze, and you're like, all right, that was good. But that, again, those are just tests. It's not just for heaven and hell, but it's just when hardship arrive, you'll think, oh, I went through that, so it's not as worse than it was before. Yeah, it was hard initially, but now it's much more easier. I'm much more able to, you know, deal with it in a matter. So, yeah, we're not here to be happy and compliant. It's more of shukr. We should be
thankful
of what we've got.
Yeah, So again, that is a, you know, gratitude. That's a new sort of concept here, but in Islam, that's always been around. You should always be grateful. But just to touch on what you guys have just said, there's two reasons. First of all, humans are the only sort of animal species that always strives for more, strives for better. You know, you don't see like animals in the wild, like they'll just hunt food, you know, and sleep, eat, you know, hunt. Like it's very basic. You know, they're not like trying to outdo each other. You don't see a bird in B&Q and saying, what are you doing here? Saying, oh, the bird next to me has got a good nest. I'm trying to, you know, better my nest. Like they don't have that.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
You know what I'm saying? That competitiveness.
Yeah, the competitiveness. Yeah.
And it's like, with us, it's always, you're looking at someone else, then you're trying to better them, you're trying to better yourself sometimes. I heard, and again, and a talk, and this is a good 10, maybe 15 years ago, a long time ago. And I can't remember who said it, but I know the guy was quite knowledgeable and he was quite famous because he was on TV. This is before, you know, you had all these people on the internet and whatnot. So, and it went, and again, I don't know how true it is, and I don't want to sound like a wobbler, but if I'm giving Islamic stuff out, I like to always give the reference where it came from. So take it with a pinch of salt, but it does seem true to what it sounds like. So we, or even non-believers, by the way, all, because we believe there's a soul inside our body, our mm-hmm. soul was with God at one point. Mm-hmm. And why we strive for perfection and we'll never get in this life is because we were with perfection. Like we had an encounter with perfection, which was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. And you know how some people say, oh, well, I didn't ask to be born and whatnot. Again, going back to this Islamic talk and this concept, again, you'll have to check your own thing and see how true it is. But God apparently asked each and every soul that, hey, this is heaven and this is hell. And you could go here or you could go here. There's this thing called life and you can experience it for a small, shorter time. And you'll have your ups and downs. But if you're good, you get to go here. And if you're bad, you'll get to go here forever. So do you want to experience life? And we, everyone who's alive today or ever existed, did say yes to that. We said yes. We wanted to experience life. Then our memories were wiped clean. And when we go back, you won't be to argue because you'll have like, you know, like get CCTV footage, like God will have something there saying, look, you wanted this life. I didn't promise you anything. I just said it'll be a test. So again, double check your facts on that. But I do remember listening to this talk and it does sort of make sense.
That's quite interesting, that.
Yeah, I've heard something like that. I can't exactly, you know, pinpoint what it was. But yeah. Anyway, back to the topic in hand,
oh,
as you
go.
Say.
Famous tagline. Yeah, back to happiness.
Because we're talking about happiness.
Yeah.
So, you know, like you said, happiness is different from each person. I think yours was health, for example. I think Niz was... sorry, you'll have to remind me. Well, I know it was just a few minutes ago. What was his happiness again?
Freedom.
It was freedom.
Yeah, freedom. Sorry, yeah. Freedom.
I thought Niz was getting old and losing his memory. It was just as bad.
And mine was, you know, family and all that. So again, you know, it depends on what makes you happy. I mean, it could be something very minute. You know, you might have done a good favor for someone, and that might just be, you know, the spark that you need on that day, and you're happy for the rest of the day.
And this is changing all the time. It's changing as new things come out. As we move forward in time as well, people are becoming more materialistic.
Mm-hmm.
More depressed.
Because they're more materialistic. So look at all these programs we watch now. We're being bombarded by social media, TV, you know, internet. They're all promoting this will make you buy this product and it will make you happy.
It's only temporarily, isn't it?
It's only temporary.
Yeah.
But then again, your strive to get that is difficult. Mm. I think we just need to get back to basics.
I think we've lost sense of community. So yes. They actually say we're the most, this generation coming up now is the most, and this time that we're living in is the most connected, because you can connect with people all over the world. You couldn't do that a few years ago. You couldn't sit here and speak to someone just on your phone and video talk with them and all this. This is new stuff. It's new tech. So we're the most connected that we've ever been, yet we're the most disconnected we've ever been.
Exactly.
We don't socialize as much at all.
Yeah, it's socializing on a mobile phone or laptop or
it's not the same thing. You don't learn them real life in person skills.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's another reason people, and a lot of people are lonely now as well. Like loneliness, you know?
Yeah, that's a big factor.
People are lonely in marriage. It can be lonely. Yeah. Just lonely in a big family.
Yeah, yeah. There's from stories that I remember from my parents and grandparents was after you worked on the farm all day long, you used to go around to people's houses. Or there used to be one person's house you used to go to where there was always a tea brewing and biscuits out, snacks out, where you would go have a chit chat, you know, just have some fun. Whereas now.
Yeah, it's like give you an old phrase going, you know, freshen your mind fresh or something. That's what they say in there, they're all saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're constrained by time. We have to do this at this time. We have to do this at this time. We're just running around like headless chickens. Don't know what we're doing. Going nowhere. Yeah.
It's just that rat race. It's that dangling carrot that you think, you know, the bigger house, the bigger car, the better car, like something is going to make you more happy.
Yeah. So you should be looking at what you have, not what you have not.
That is pretty much the takeaway. I mean, like I said at the beginning of this episode, gratitude has become a big thing and it's a new sort of new age thing. It's a hip thing. Hey, be grateful, which is true, but that's an Islamic concept from like day one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not chasing material wealth, then you better the hell be with someone that you can actually at least relax with.
What? Kill your wife? That's going to make you happy? I don't think so. Wait, what's that noise? Oh, you didn't finish? Oh, kill your wife with kindness? Well, I guess that'll make her happy. I'm not sure if that'll make you happy.
They're put into situations that they can't handle, but they only did it because they are kind and they will do their best to try and help others, not to please others, because pleasing is a different thing. Pleasing is where you want a reward for yourself. This is where you're trying to be kind to someone else.
Isn't like a concept of fool me once, shame on me.
Shame me. Yeah. Fool me twice,
shame on you. It's like, when does that person learn?
Some people do it subconsciously.
This is why I would say, I think it all boils down to, we need to get back to basics.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Happiness is for each individual person. It has their own meaning, but yeah. I think we need to get back to basics.
That's how we started exactly. off. And obviously through this journey and through this talk, I hope you've all learned something. I think one of the key takeaways here is gratitude, which we might have known about, but it's one thing knowing about it, it's another practicing it, you know, being grateful for what you have.
Yes.
Gratitude is one thing, and I'll leave with this. I personally think what makes you happy is growth, just growing, being even 1% better than the day before will make you happy. That's my personal takeaway for the listeners. You guys, I'll leave the floor to you to say your piece.
I'm just going to go back to the basics. Don't look for, I need a PlayStation to make me happy. I need the next gold watch to make me happy. I need a Lamborghini. I need a £50,000 wedding to make me happy. No, go back to basics.
And on the back of that, it's just an old saying, and I think I might have mentioned this before, look at what you have instead of what you have not.
Okay, and on that note, I think we'll leave it here. Hope to see you guys next week for another great episode. Until then, take care, be grateful, and see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.